you will live forever. The AI we have today works with strings of letters, like a spell checker or a translator. The AI that we really need will work with trees of concepts, like a smart mind map. But in a quirk of complexity, it just so happens that our first AI can make the second, and the second can use the first to expand itself until it takes over for its own development. This will all happen very quickly. Months. Not years. The first big task for AI, a machine that works on principles of chaos, is to cure disease, also a work of chaos, probably through creating molecular machines. And the thing about this is that curing one disease means curing all diseases, including aging. As you know, space is very big, and traveling at maximum speed is extremely slow. You can see how slow the speed of light is in the silly delay during news interviews. But once we stop aging, and along with technologies like cryonics, given a cheap starship built like Oumuamua, we can go anywhere, and you'll have all the space and time to yourself. Even though it accelerated, Oumuamua is just a rock until hard evidence shows otherwise. But even so, it is a blueprint for a starship. It is well armored, moving at 100,000 kilometers an hour, if my math is correct, and it can be steered via gravity assist and outgassing, as Oumuamua had shown. With the aid of AI and self-repairing machines, a trivial invention if you can repair biological ones, you don't need to know everything right away. The AI will take care of it and teach you. And there are many other technologies that will help your mind. Unlike Star Trek, the mission isn't to explore strange new worlds, because it is probably really, really empty out there. The mission is to use our molecular knowledge to develop machines that synchronize with the chemical signature of planets we encounter, and then have those mechanisms hitch a ride on the mechanism of evolution. It does not really matter where your asteroid will take you. You rarely, if ever, revisit the planets, as cross-contamination makes it a terrible idea. You just keep going forward, to no end, moving between solar systems and hoping for genesis of intelligent life. I know that all of this sounds like science fiction, but if you just ask yourself, how old will curing aging eventually make you? You will see that humanity is a space-faring species looking to make and create new friends. Now, unlike in a science fiction poem, there are already great duties that you have today. And there is non-woo-woo anti-aging technique that you must practice daily. Most of you would guess jogging, and that is extremely close, but not quite there. It is jogging with progressively heavier weights, or bodybuilding. These weights include wrist and ankle weights, a weight vest, and most importantly, dumbbells. This is just a simple guarantee that you are around when anti-aging finally drops. You want to be more fit at 80 than most people today are at 40. That is very easy to accomplish with jogging and dumbbells. You must gently increase your endurance throughout your life. Start jogging with 3-pound weights tonight and use your wisdom to go from there. Even more important than becoming a fit athlete is self-education so that you may become an authentic grown-up. Self-education consists of two beautiful things: narrated books and adventure trails. Here you should seriously consider walking the Triple Crown. It's a kind of graduation, a break between being a child and becoming an adult. The purpose of self-education is to help you become an authentic leader. The AI will change a lot more things than you are assuming, than you could imagine today. It will alter politics. It will change voting systems and immediately put an end to war and poverty. You have to reject cramming and memorizing right now, today, because that is just self-defeating trickery that you are being pushed into so that your teacher can take an easy paycheck home. Please, you must reject everything less than the full comprehension of precisely the things that you are curious about. It's what makes you unique and powerful and intelligent and knowledgeable and wise and eventually great. You have to master each one of your curiosities, though not all in one go. Your mind will tell you when to leave a subject for a new one, and then when to revisit an old one to advance it further. As a human being, you are charged with growing all the way up until you become a wise leader and a great being. Aside many other things, few of which are more important, this and nothing else will ever make you a great starship captain. Live forever and learn to no end.